Thanks for joining Jamie and I tonight.
I was about to say morning. How are you, bro? Good to talk.
Good, bro. Hey, bro, I want to have a talk about, you know, your mates, our friends at NewSub. But before we do that, we're on the eve of the Nihu of Fessel Collins. I just think that any sort of discussion we have without talking about Fessel and the impact and the legacy of the man can't be going on said. What was your interactions and your kōrero like with Fessel, Julian?
Well, interviews mainly. First of all, e kara, e te rangate de Fessel. Ko koe rā te rā kōnoro i te hahatango te whenua moi mai rā. Huri tū mai ki a tātou. Thank you for opening in that way, e te hua e Shane. Because I had the privilege of both interviewing and talking with Fessel, not in the way that many have had interactions with him. Many people knew him better than I did. But what struck me was his commitment to community, his people, his faith, and in particular to his whānau. And it's them that I particularly grieve for tonight, his wife and daughters, to lose someone so young. I mean, he's my age, Shane. He's 49.
Yeah.
And has achieved a lot more than I have in my life.
You've done well, Julian. You've done well.
But to have someone like that, a staunch advocate, proponent, exponent, committed member of a community, stood for office, missed out, stood again, made it to Parliament. I mean, man, what he could have achieved. Mm. Not just for his own people, but for us, Shane. It's a huge loss.
Because, Julian, he had a real, not an empathy, he had a real deep connection and understanding in terms of the challenges that Māori and Pacific have faced, and he was a strong connector to both of our communities.
It was hard, KC.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like I'm asked sometimes, hey, bro, because Pacific Island communities understand and get us really well, and sometimes I think we struggle and understand our Pacific Island brothers and sisters and what they go through, you know. Because we know the stats very well, by comparison to our Pacific brothers and sisters and what they go through in health and education and everything else, I don't think we have a good understanding ourselves. Māori, I'm talking about here, about what our Pacific Island communities go through. But, you know, I come back to the point that I made earlier about just the loss of the great servant to people. Not just his own people, to people, particularly to the impoverished, particularly to people who worse off than ourselves. To have someone like that lost to us and what he could have done for them, that's the part that really, you know, really gets to me. And, you know, I just feel a lot of aroha and sympathy for his wife and his tamariki and his wife and whānau, because they will be doing it hard, and I think about them.
Yes, that's true. I knew Fessel well on a personal, political and level.
Oh, you
and
did?
I did. And just such a decent human being. And what you saw in public, you got in private. And here's the other thing, what I really liked about the guy, he was an Aucklander, but my gosh, he was a staunch Chiefs supporter.
Well, it just proves the maxim, nobody's perfect there.
Yeah. Hey, Julian. Bad, sad news today, the closure of News Hub, hundreds of jobs, your friends, your mates, people that you've worked with since the beginning of your broadcasting career. Let's talk about the impact on a personal scale before we talk about it in terms of journalism, eh?
When I got the news today, it was a shock. You know, I think we were all shocked by the news, and yet a lot of us thought this might be coming.
Yes.
Because TV3 has been doing it tough, even its time, and the changeover to Discovery and News Hub, and it was doing it tough even then. And let's not forget, it was only about, you know, a few years ago now, that a bailout was required because, you know, things weren't looking good a few years ago. So before we get onto the wider media landscape, I just wanted to say to our mates, you know, who got the news today, I really feel for them. I feel keenly for what they're about to go through. They've all got whānau.
Yes.
You know, many of them have got tamariki. Some of them have got grandkids. You've got some people who have been there almost right from the start. There's a legend in broadcasting, and if you haven't been in broadcasting, you might not have heard of him. although his sister's well known. But there's a guy called Angus Gillies.
Yeah.
He's been a part of the fabric of TV3 for a long, long time. Mm. I'm pretty sure he was there right from the start.
Mm.
That's the kind of person that I think about who has been committed to news, sport, current affairs all the way through now. And to have people like that who are lost to our game, who are lost to our sector, I really feel for them. And you know, many others. TV3, back in the day, gee, so long ago now, 1989. But, you know, you have people like Tony Cyprian. Wow. Yeah. Flash Gordon. Gordon McBride.
Joanna Paul.
You know, these are legends of the game who are no longer with us, who started that venture in TV3 all those years ago. So that's the part that I really feel for. I just want to start by saying to our mates there, I feel really keenly for them. And when I heard the news, I was shocked. The second part I wanted to say is, and this is the hard part, if people think this is the end, they're dead wrong.
Mm.
This is the beginning of a whole lot of cuts that are going to come in the media sector.
Yes.
Why? Because the media has changed. Yes, we've been slow to change with it. But the money is drying up in media. And what I fear now is that not only in News Hub, but now in many other places, and, you know, I think of other channels who will now do the same thing because this was coming. And when the government said today that it looked at it and but wasn't in a position to be able to do anything about it, you know, I think this is going to, the axe will fall in lots of different places now. And as I say, I don't think this is the end of it. I think it's just the beginning.
Julian, there are very few legacy Māori programs around, and one of them is the one that you front, called The Hui, that is filmed in the studios there, that's published on News Hub. Where to now for The Hui?
Look, I'll be straight up. Yeah. The Hui, yes, it broadcasts out of the studios at TV3. Yeah. We're funded. We have a season. So The Hui will still go to air. Our first episode actually is on Monday. Boy, oh boy, it's going to be a different feeling being on Monday.
Yeah.
But Monday at 30, we're on air. You know, we play out on TV3, we play out on Sky, we play out on Māori Television, we play out on RNZ. In fact, the only platform we don't play out on is TVNZ. Are we affected? To all intents and purposes, no, not really, apart from the fact that potentially after June we're going to have to look for a studio. But by comparison to what our mates are going through at the moment at TV3, many of whom people will know, many of whom they won't have ever met before, who have been a part of TV3 News Hub for a long, long time now, you know, we're going through nothing by comparison to them, and we'll be fine. I'm sure we'll be fine.
Okay.
But the other thing I did want to say was, you've got people like Ryan who had a new show at 7 o'clock that was going to launch this year. That's now potentially for the chop. You've got the AM show that was actually beating the ratings of breakfast at one point at the end of last year. I mean, who would have thought 5 years ago, 10 years ago, there was no competition, and all of a sudden the AM show started to turn it around. That potentially is up to the axe. What happens to shows now like the Saturday morning political show, News Hub Nation? What happens to shows now like Paddy Gower's show? What happens to shows, you know, all across 5:30 News now? What happens to that show? There's a whole lot of people, and there's a whole lot. Here's the other thing I wanted to mention. There's a whole lot of quality media and journalism potentially is going to be lost to us that is never coming back. And I don't just mean award-winning journos and reporting and all that kind of thing. I mean quality journalism, right? These programs that we're talking about, not just News Hub at 6 o'clock, but other programs, make quality media. They make quality broadcast material for an audience. And here's the other thing. These programs, not only are seminal programs, but you know pretty much you can get trustworthy news credibility coming from these programs. Now, that's the bit I think we all need to be worried about. Why? Because we've seen an influx and an increase in a number of platforms that, let's be honest, are just opinion shows and play to a particular audience. And what we're not going to get now is quality, backed up, sourced media, credible news coming from a place like what was TV3,
now called news hubs. That's the bit that should be of a major concern to us. And at a time in the world, you know, let's look at what's happening in America, potentially the return of Donald Trump and the attack against the media, right? We're in a time now where we should all be worried that we're losing a very strong and robust quality media outlet like News Hub.
Mm. And, you know, Julian, there aren't a lot of jobs in media. You know, many of these folks will probably struggle to get jobs in a media market that is dropping by the day. And, you know, a lot of our talent probably will have no choice but to go overseas because, you know, basically the sinking lid in terms of the media world, Julian.
Yeah, look, it may not be known to many people who are listening. News Hub wasn't doing a lot of hiring, to be frank. You know, the word sinking lid had been mentioned for a little while now. And we lost some people. I mean, you think of the ones who are in the Māori media, Aurini Clapper, now gone to the Olympic Committee. Tanina Corfine's gone to Māori television. Now, thankfully, we've been able to retain some of our Māori media people in the game or something similar. You're absolutely right. I think we're going to lose a whole bunch of people, not just to the media game, but to the New Zealand game. You know, potentially they have to go do comms and things like that. But we're going to lose quality, award-winning reporters, presenters, editors, camera people. Mm. I've got a mate, I won't mention his name because he'll absolutely hate the fact that I did that, but I've got a mate in Christchurch. He's been there. Gee, he started training in the late 80s. Māori. Been with News Hub for a long, long time, and those in the game will know who I'm talking about. He's potentially gone.
Mm.
And as you say, there aren't a lot of jobs out there. Now, potentially he could start a small business, he could potentially hire himself out because he's that good a cameraman. But, you know, editors, look at all the contractors, makeup, wardrobe. I mean, there's a whole bunch of businesses and people who work in and around that newsroom. I thought it was 200, and then I heard 300 today. Yeah, there's a hell of a lot of people that we're never going to get back.
And look,
this is the fact.
And look, we're going into some pretty tough economic times. The government have said that they're going to have to cut their cloth. Do you think that we're going to see an impact on whakata, Māori television, iwi stations?
Here's why, Shane. 28th of March, 20th anniversary of whakata.
Yes.
Anyone who dares go near whakata Māori this year, or indeed next year, will have a few things coming their way. And here's the other thing. It is incumbent upon us Māori in the media, to make sure that doesn't happen. But here's the other thing. I've no doubt that the crunch will hit. I have no doubt that there potentially will be, you know, look at the 6-7% that's been talked about in the public service. That affects funders. That affects the Māori Pāhu. That affects the Puni Kōkiri. That will end up having effect on people who make content, right? That is not just the platforms that we know and are publicly funded, Māori, Whakata Māori, RNZ, TVNZ, but it's independent publishing companies, production companies. They're going to get hit. So that's why I say this isn't the end. This is the beginning. I don't think we've got clear in our minds is what are we going to do collaboratively and collectively to ensure that we just survive, not just flourish, but survive. And how do we nourish the sector to ensure that we survive? You know, you're probably aware, Bo, that there's a few people that are getting trained at the moment as a public cadet program. They're going to have a lot of media institutions at the moment. You know, very quickly now, one of the big players that was supporting them actually might not be there anymore in terms of news. Where are they going to go?
Yes.
These are trained people that we've been crying up for years to be part of the game that we want to bring through and replace, you know, old trusty figures like myself. Where are they going to go when we start losing these platforms?
Julian, what have you got on the show for us this Monday?
Look, we're following on from Waitangi. I think the question is, what next? You know, we've had three hui. The Kingi Tangahui, called by King Tuheiti at Tūranga Wairua. We've had Rātana, we've had Waitangi. What do we do now? Do we just give up? Because look what's happened with Te Aka Whaiora. Look what's happened with smoke-free legislation. What are we going to do now? We've all talked about kotahitanga. How do we give effect to that? So that's going to be a part of the focus. There'll be a couple of other things now that we'll do. You know, to be honest with you, Bo, we're just thinking about our mates at News Hub and how we can support them at the moment. But yep, we're on live at 8:30. Our times change. We went to social media at 4:30. We're now on at 8:30 because, you know, that's where prime audience is nowadays, particularly on social media, so we'll pay to that. You know, and then, yeah, we'll keep plugging away, bro.
Hey, Julian, just before you go, I've got a text in from an anonymous source that said, the Hui have Shane Tupou on more often, so... You know, I'm just reading what's in front of me. Just reading what's in front of me, Julian.
Hey, you can only do what the audience asks. You know, and my response and my response to that would be, I would absolutely do that, but he refuses to respond to my request to be a friend on X. You know, after he posts things about me and my rugby teams, I can't even see what he said because he won't. It says pending. Friendship pending. I didn't know that was such a thing.